Hey guys, and welcome back to another series of the boring shit you need to know in business. I'm Amy Bajada, and I'm excited because this series, there's going to be more topics, more conversation, and some amazing business owners to share this time with. So let's jump in. Bank balance, money, working capital, available funds, financial resources, call it what you will. It brings us all back to the same concept. Cash flow. I often wonder what the right term is when referring to cash flow. Cash flow is obviously the term that sits right for me, but I also can appreciate that it doesn't mean the same thing to everyone. I recently decided to explore this exact concept with business owners that I'd worked with, some I hadn't, and random business owners that I put a call out for to gauge their take on the term. What is cash flow and what does it mean to you? There were many definition variations that were provided in response to this particular question. It's what I have left over after I've spent my money, or it's the difference between what money I have coming in to what money I need to spend, were some of the common answers. But the most common answer I got to this question was sales. Cash flow equaled sales to the majority of the business owners that I talked to. This surprised me. I hadn't given consideration to such a specific part of the process of cash flow that would be perceived as the entire definition of it. Sales, income, revenue, again, just different terms for the same thing. When I looked at the formal definition of sales, I found that a sale is a transaction between two or more parties in which the buyer receives a tangible or intangible goods, services, or assets in exchange for money. So when considering this definition, I can actually see the connection with the term cash flow because there is a flow of cash into the business from a sale. So okay, I get it. But for something to flow, as the term suggests, there's got to be a connection with movement. And in the instance of sales, the only flow that is being addressed is the flow into the business. Now, that's just my opinion. Now, to put it all into some sort of context, the purpose of this discussion was driven by some research that I was doing in relation to a new course that I've got coming out next year on that exact thing, cash flow forecasting for business that will create control and improve financial stability. You see, here I am creating a course that I consider to address all aspects of the flow of cash in business, like money in and money out. And yet my target audience is referring to cash flow in their business as sales. Well, now I'm in a pickle because I want the term cash flow to resonate with my primary audience, only to find out that the majority of them refer to it as sales. But the pickle is, my course has nothing to do with sales, which got me thinking. When I think back over the 20 odd years that I've been working with business owners, and in particular in relation to cash matters, it occurred to me that this is the exact mind shift that so many business owners find themselves needing to master in order to actually adjust their bank balance to what they want. Hear me out. I had a client a few years ago who spent a ton of money hiring a sales manager for their business because they found themselves constantly working flat out, day in and day out, just to pay the bills. There was nothing left over at the end of it. And as you can appreciate, one of the things they weren't doing was paying themselves. And this is certainly what they didn't have in mind when they set out to start their own business. Can anyone relate to that? Sure, they were aware of the trading of time that they needed to make it work in the beginning, that was going to be there. But they thought that by now, things would prove to be in a little better shape for the old bank balance. After all, if they looked at their situation, they were selling out, they were ordering new stock, and that was happening frequently. Surely this was a sign to them that cash shouldn't be a problem. So their first thought was, well, the strategy is we need to hire someone to drive more sales. After all, more sales meant more cash to them. Or did it? Hiring a sales manager isn't cheap. So there is an increase in costs that they didn't have before they do now. And along with that came increases in ad spend, commission, increased stock requirements, promotions, discounts, and this was all at a cost to the business. Now I ask you, if sales is the only thing that needs to be considered when thinking about cash flow in your business, at what point do we stop to consider the cost of cash leaving our business to actually make those sales? Because I can bet you 100% of the time, any increases in sales will result in some sort of increase in cost. And the cost, my friend, every single time they're going to come before the sale. Let's break that down, shall we? When we're thinking about the impact on the bank balance that the sales are supposed to be increasing, we need to purchase stock to be available for our clients to then purchase from us. The stock isn't free, cash out. And then we wait for the sale to come in. But whilst we're waiting for the sale to come in, we're paying for the advertising, the insurances, the internet, the staff, the website management costs, the social media management costs. Cash out. Shall I go on? Or, and I'm open to this, am I wrong? Do sales just happen without spending money? I know what you're thinking, but I don't have stock. I run a service-based business. I don't have staff. My costs are low. Aha. But you still have costs. And let me take a stab in the dark. There's probably internet costs if you run an online service-based business. Perhaps you pay for platforms such as Zoom to conduct your sessions. Perhaps you have a website, hosting costs. You had to buy a microphone, set up an office. Can you see where I'm going with this? And most importantly, what about your cost? Do you run a hobby or a business? If you run a hobby, you're right. There are no costs for you. But if it's a business you are looking to run, my friend, that's a cost and probably the biggest cost to your service-based business. Now, my point isn't that sales aren't a part of cash flow. My point is that they aren't the only part of cash flow you need to consider. Because even when sales have slowed or perhaps are seasonal, I can bet you right now that those costs aren't seasonal to you. Well, the majority of them anyway. Those costs just won't go on pause until a sale is made. Some of the costs in your business will need to be considered all the time, especially the recurring ones. I was working with a client only recently that poured time and money into driving sales for their business. It was only when, after several purchases and investments that they made to grow their business, that their bank balance had suddenly hit an all-time low. But when they reviewed their daily sales, there was a real disconnect that was confusing to them. How was it that they were hitting their daily sales targets, but still managing to fall below their comfort level on their bank balance? I can tell you right now, it's a common mistake made by many. And it's the mistake they made is they were focusing only on one number. Being in business, and especially having a healthy bank balance, is more than just one number. It's more than just the money coming to us. I hate to inform you, but it's about the money going out also, and probably more so. I'm sure by now you're thinking, yeah, I know that cash flow includes money going out, but if it isn't considered with the same velocity at which you're considering your sales to be a part of your cash flow, you're going to miss the mark every single time. You've all heard the phrase cash is king, and no doubt have lived moments where your bank balance was less than desirable. Stop to think about where your focus was at the time you were going through this. Did you consider the holistic approach to understanding your cash movements, both the ins and the outs? Where was your attention? Use that to guide you on what you could be focusing on next time you feel like this. I often say to my clients that it's always a good time to have a cash strategy in place when you don't need the cash, when you're comfortable, when your bank balance feels healthy and full to you. because it's the only time that you'll think about it clearly. When your back is against the wall and you are scurrying to make ends meet, you'll often find yourself being reactive to the situation and not giving the right consideration to the options that could be available to you. I do have a freebie that you can download from my website, and I'll put a link in these show notes as well, which will guide you on 3 habits that you can do daily to improve your cash flow and the mindset around your cash flow if you're interested in taking a new approach. It's a simple PDF that you can go through and use the strategies that many big businesses before you have used. I know this because I've worked with them on these exact strategies. And you can get started with the shift to a more abundant cash flow change for your business right now. And if you're looking to take this up a notch, as I mentioned earlier, I have a great guided online course being released in January 2022 on developing a step-by-step cash flow strategy for your business that is guaranteed. I'll put details on how you can get on the wait list or find out more about it in the show notes also. So if you are finding that disconnect between the sales in your business and your bank balance, and you are serious about flipping the narrative to a more cash abundance future for your business, be sure to start by looking at all the aspects that are creating the bank balance and not just the one that seems most likely, sales. So go forth, my friends, and take control. You can thank me for it later. Until next time, I hope you make it count.
And that's it, guys, for another episode of The Boring Shit You Need to Know About Business. I'm Amy Bajada, and I'll see you next time.